Well, welcome, Miss Jessie. Now, I want to ask you, what do we call that tree over there?
A Christmas tree.
Okay, that's a good start. It's kind of like a Christmas tree. What's similar about it to a Christmas tree? I know that's kind of a silly question, but remember, a lot of people are listening to us over the radio and online.
There are lights and ornaments, but the different ornaments, I think they represent different, person religion.
Right, that's right. Different symbols in Christianity. That's a good way to say it. And that tree itself is called a chrismon tree. A chrismon tree. And what's interesting about this, well, what is different about this than a Christmas tree? You said the religious symbols. What else?
There's a crown.
Yeah. Okay, there's a crown at the top. That's a very important symbol for us in the chrismon tree. Now, what's interesting is that is a fairly recent invention in the Christian church. Chrismon trees began in Danville, Virginia, which isn't too far from here. And we went over this last year a little bit. And it was first invented in 1957. So there are a number of folks in the congregation this morning who grew up without that tradition. So it's kind of a recent tradition, relatively. And they're different Christian symbols. And so the symbol that we're talking about today kind of comes in two different forms. To us, in English, this would look like IHC. And then if you look here, it's the symbol that we often see, IHS. And it's often all around the church in different ways. This was derived from the first three letters of how you spell Jesus in ancient Greek. Sometimes you see it as IHC, sometimes you see it as IHS, because there were two different ways of spelling Jesus in ancient Greek. We're going to focus on the IHS. If you grew up in the Catholic tradition, that often meant Salvatore. That meant salvation, that Jesus brings salvation. If you grew up more in the Protestant tradition, I was taught growing up that symbol meant in his service. And they both relate to how central Jesus is in this season. Do you know, have you seen the symbols, this or the IHS, in other parts of the church?
Yeah.
Okay. So as a game today, before we leave after service, I want you to find two other places in this church that you're going to see that symbol. And the symbol has a long history for us. Legend has it that this was the symbol that appeared on a cross to Emperor Constantine before his major battle against an army that was quite superior to him. And that, after Constantine carried the cross into battle, won that battle against all odds, Constantine began to convert to Christianity. That was in the 300s. That's a long time ago, right? And today, the IHS is central in the major shield, the crest, of the current Pope, Pope Francis. That's his main symbol on his merit and shield. So this is a symbol that meant a lot to the Christian church then and now. So can we pray? Lord, thank you for the traditions of old and the traditions of new. Thank you for this season that brings out so many traditions. Lord, help us to see through those traditions, to find the spirit of Christ central to this season. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.